We'll try to get it a little bit darker in here for a little bit, even though these windows give us beautiful light. Well, guys, I've got a couple of things in my hand that I brought this morning. Anybody know what these are?
Flashlights.
Flashlights. What do you do? What do you use a flashlight for?
Look.
Okay, to look.
To track.
To track.
When
the electricity goes off, we can see. So, how does a flashlight work? What do you do?
You press the button on the bottom.
You pull the button.
You press the button on the bottom. What about that one? You pull the trigger on that one. Okay. All right. So shine it back there. See if it'll shine on that back wall back there. See? There you go. So that flashlight could light our way. Well, how about this one? And it's got a third setting. It'll flash. Batteries might be low on it. So let's think about this. Last week, Tina talked about Advent. We're getting ready for something to happen in a few weeks. What are we getting ready for? We're getting ready for Jesus, the birth of Jesus. Okay? What's one of the names that we call Jesus?
Baby.
Think about what we got. Baby Jesus, that's right. But what is he?
The light.
The light, that's right. The light of the world. So, today in our gospel lesson, God sends someone that's like a forerunner. He's a forerunner to the light. His name is John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist is a little bit different. He doesn't wear fine clothes like we do. He wears camel hair clothing and a leather belt. And what did you guys have for breakfast this morning?
Nothing.
Cinnamon rolls. Chicken. So nobody had wild honey and locusts? You didn't need a bunch of grasshoppers this morning with honey drenched all over it?
Me and brother had cereal.
You and your brother had cereal? That's awesome.
I had cereal and cinnamon rolls.
And cinnamon rolls. You were hungry.
We had
cereal. Okay. So John the Baptist was preparing the way. And he came out of the wilderness and he told people to prepare the way. So he was sort of acting like our flashlight. He was shining a light and shining a path for those to follow, letting them know that Jesus was coming. Okay? Now the timing's off just a little bit because John the Baptist wasn't quite preaching at the time that Jesus was born. But this is for later, okay, when we get ready to celebrate Easter. Okay, all right, let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for sending us the light. Let us prepare for that light and do good things to help others. Amen. All right. Thank you, folks.